had a little chat with the OpenAI ChatGPT the other day about life. So I asked something, do you really think that life can arise from dead matter? And watch that poor machine trying to figure that one out. Of course, what it is only doing is to try to extract information from all the texts by humans that it has been fed. So it's basically just a search engine in a very new incarnation. Amazing. But anyway, and I saw this again quote by someone calling himself a scientist and having made himself a bit a name, saying that we are all robots. And I would watch out my window, look out my window, watching people out there. Someone approaching another, a mother with a little daughter in a street corner asking for the way. Another guy walking with his phone talking, probably some business. About some car part or computer problem. I go to a cafe and I have two ladies sitting there talking about, well, everything and nothing. Isn't that often what we talk about? I don't know, maybe we are influenced by those guys who teach us we're just robots, and then we become a little like robots, living our life on rails, just going through the motions, surviving, eating, sleeping, working, mating, reproducing, to uphold the species. And lead evolution forward in this great progress of survival. I mean, it seems sometimes that some people are a bit bewildered, they fall back maybe on that. Of course, it's nice, too. Simple life and just people walking around and asking each other for the way and calling each other on the phone. Nothing in particular, but that's part of life, right? So that's very nice, too. But if it all ends there and the whole life becomes just a clockwork or routines, just to get it to work out, and there's no life there. I mean, I don't know if anyone, even can relate to what I'm saying, but I think those of my generation can, and hopefully others too, the youth. Life is something much more, something deeper, something than just being here and working it out and surviving and all of that. And I say that in order to find that, I would say, biggest and most important and central and most wonderful part of ourselves, we can't just look at this body walking around, and we have to look inside. It's obvious. We have to live inside out. Not just the body moving around in a space.